Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. It's our holiday show. We're joined first by our friends Jim McHallion, President and CEO of the Grand Prix Association of Long Beach, and Jim Law, who is the president and co-founder of Formula Drift. Gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art.
Thanks for
having me. Jim, we're here in the holiday season, but we want to talk a little bit about the big spring event, which is your race coming up April 13th to 15th. Give us a sense of what will be happening this year.
Well, as you know, this will be our 33rd year of running the Toyota Grand Prix in Long Beach, and we're putting together an exciting menu of activities, including drifting, which has become a very integral part of our schedule for the weekend.
And the guy that really brought drifting to America is with us, Jim Lau. Pleasure to meet you.
Great to meet you.
And I've been to the races for almost all the years, and I saw your event, and it's a very, very exciting event. Tell us how, I know it started in Japan. Tell us a little bit about drifting.
Yeah, it started in Japan, and we brought it over 4.5 years ago. And essentially, it's a crossbred of action sports, which is based on judging, and motorsports, because it's done in cars. And so the competitions are judged by a panel of judges based on certain criteria, and that's how a driver wins a competition.
And America has received this very favorably, I know from the reaction at the Grand Prix.
Yeah, I think it's just it's exciting because it's extreme driving. You know, cars are getting real close to walls, they're spinning out, there's a lot of tire smoke, it's loud and it's exciting.
We're going to take a look at it now, and what you can't hear is the noise, and what you can't smell is the smell of the burning oil and everything, but it's a fantastic event, and Jim will comment as we play this short clip.
What happens is now it's there in the elimination rounds, and so one driver goes against the other, and it's kind of like a lead and follow dogfight. So what the second driver is doing is trying to stay as close and mimic what the first driver is doing.
Without hitting him, of course.
Without hitting him, without hitting the walls. And so they'll go through this set of runs, and then that sets them up, and they go through a second set of runs, which the two drivers flip-flop positions.
Well, I know this is the third year that it's going to be part of Grand Prix weekend, and I was there the first time, and the crowd went wild.
Well, you know, we originally, when we sat with Jim and his partner Ryan and talked about bringing drifting to the Grand Prix, there was a focus on the groups that are traditionally follow drifting. You know, they had their own demographics, and we were very delighted to come and be able to host them. But what happened was it captured the excitement and all of the elements, really captured the imagination of all of our fans. And so subsequent to the first year, everybody kept asking, is drifting coming back? And that's where we began to talk about putting on a second weekend. And that's actually the footage you saw was from the weekend prior to Grand Prix weekend, when drifting has, Formula Drift guys have their own competition on a segment of the Grand Prix course, which is dedicated just to their activity.
So the weekend before April 13th to the 15th, you will be having a drifting competition, and people can go and see
right. Yeah, in 2007, we have our own competition on April 6th and 7th, before Easter Sunday. We, like Jim says, we use a portion of the Grand Prix course, and that leads into a week-long of activities to the Grand Prix.
I guarantee you, if you watch drifting, you'll get hooked on it. It's very, very exciting. And not only has the Grand Prix brought drifting into the weekend, but you have brought Formula Drift to Long Beach. You have actually moved the corporate offices this past year. And tell us why you picked Long Beach.
Just the synergies. You know, we work so closely with the Grand Prix Association and with the city of Long Beach. You know, we were in a position to move, and so in August we moved to 200 Pine, and so now we're in the heart of Long Beach.
Well, thank you for coming to our town. We're delighted to have you as another business in town. And you're a UCLA graduate, and you combine really the Asian culture and the American in bringing this product to America.
Yeah, it is. Like we said, you know, it's a crossbred. You know, what it was in Japan and what we see drifting and what it is here is a little bit different, and it's different for the better.
I know that you've reached out to the Hispanic audience very much as part of Grand Prix Weekend. Maybe this will reach out a bit to the Asian audience.
Well, the Asian market, but also the Hispanic market, is very, very active in terms of following drifting. And what delights us is that we've also worked with some of the other Champ Car venues around the country to bring drifting, and the reaction is always the same. You think it's focused primarily on a certain segment of the populace, but once you bring the product and put it in front of them, everybody gets enthralled.
It's all enveloping. The noise, the smell, it just... sucks
little,
you right
little
in.
Rubber in your face, yeah, and you chew on it for a while.
And of course, there was good news previously announced with regard to your major sponsor, Toyota.
Toyota's back. They'll be back with us through 2010, which is a great relationship. As you know, they've been with us from the very beginning, and we're delighted to have them along, as well as a number of our other sponsors who are going to be continuing. And, you know, what it does is it just creates continues the tradition that we've had in terms of what the Grand Prix means, not only to our spectators, but also to the city of Long Beach, which, by the way, is also developing in a tremendous way over the last few years.
Well, you both have developed together, the city and the race, and it's been a wonderful relationship, and we thank you so much for coming down here. Final words, Jim, that you'd like our audience to know about drifting and about the competition.
Well, it's a unique thing, so you got to check it out. You got to see it live. It's much different than seeing it through photos or whatnot, but all of our information is on formuladrift.com. And everything can be found there.
And it's spreading across the country, isn't it?
It is. We have a national championship tour that goes everywhere in the country.
And we'll be able to see the Grand Prix, hopefully, on a network in the coming year.
Yeah, we've been told that we will be on a network. It's hasn't quite been announced yet, but we work very hard to make sure the city of Long Beach is portrayed on network television. And the drifting will be a part of our weekend too, so people will be able to sample it twice: the weekend before in the competition, and then coming back on our weekend too.
Well, Jim and Jim, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing you on race weekend, and we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.